Then Abimelech called Abraham and said unto him, What hast thou done unto us? And what have I offended thee, that thou hast brought on me and on my kingdom a great sin? Thou hast done deeds unto me that ought not to be done. Give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people, and his deeds first and last. Behold, they are written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah. And after all that is come upon us for our evil deeds and for our great trespass, seeing that thou, our God, hast punished us less than our iniquities deserve, and hast given us such deliverance as this. Also they reported his good deeds before me, and uttered my words to him. And Tobiah sent letters to put me in fear. Remember me, O my God, concerning this, and wipe not out my good deeds that I have done for the house of my God, and for the offices thereof. Give them according to their deeds, and according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them after the work of their hands. Render to them their desert. O, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. According to their deeds, accordingly he will repay. Fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies. To the islands he will repay recompense. They are waxen fat, they shine, yea, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause of the fatherless, yet they prosper, and the right of the needy do they not judge. For many nations and great kings shall serve themselves of them also, and I will recompense them according to their deeds and according to the works of their own hands. Truly ye bear witness that ye allow the deeds of your fathers. For they indeed killed them, and ye build their sepulchres. And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Ye do the deeds of your father. Then said they to him, We be not born of fornication, we have one Father, even God. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and was mighty in words and in deeds. And many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. And when he was called forth, Tertullus began to accuse him, saying, Seeing that by thee we enjoy great quietness, and that very worthy deeds are done unto this nation by thy providence, we will render to every man according to his deeds. Therefore by the deeds of the law there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. Truly the signs of an apostle were wrought among you in all patience, in signs and wonders and mighty deeds. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. For that righteous man dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. Wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds which he doeth, prating against us with malicious words. And not content therewith, neither doth he himself receive the brethren, and forbiddeth them that would, and casteth them out of the church, to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds, blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and repented not of their deeds.